Also, I got burns in places that you would never, ever expect getting burns.
She got sheet burns in her butt crack, is what she's saying.
Hey, you listen to Triple J with the doctor. Hope you're very well. Hope you're not twerking too hard today. Coming up, some brand new music. The new one from Nine Inch Nails. I'm going to play that. And the new song from the singer of lovely West Australian band, J Award winning The Panics. Jay Laffer's got a brand new tune, and you're going to hear that very, very soon. And new music from our feature album stars. After 4 o'clock, the Jungle Giants are coming in, tell you all about their brand new album. That is going to be just lovely. And after 5 o'clock, I'm going to be playing the brand new song recorded at Triple J of Triple J's Unearthed High winners, Lunatics on Pogo Sticks. So let's kick off with a band that won a couple of years ago. Here's Snakadactyl. Hope you're doing very well. Triple J. Something I don't really want to talk about, but it's come to a point that we need to address it right now. That thing is...
Twerking is causing a lot of controversy.
Did you see your dancing, Martha?
Twerking is a dance fact.
You're going to see a little bit of the video.
But it wasn't dancing. That's my point.
High school kids love it.
That dance is the twerk.
You can even find how-to videos online. Miley Cyrus does it.
I can twerk, so whatever. I had to look up twerking. Okay. Essentially, it's hard-hitting booty shaking. That dance is the twerk.
Yep, so there you go, twerking. You probably heard of it. You're probably doing it right now. Let me know if you are, 0439757555. Shaking like crazy, moving your hips back and forth, your ass going up and down. If you're a fan of Diplo, you'll know he's been getting people to show themselves twerking on social media for a year and a half now. You can check out the Express Yourself hashtag to see some extreme upside down ass in the air twerking. And that's fine. People want to twerk. They're inspired to twerk. Twerk on. Some kids did get suspended from school in the US last year for twerking, but whatever. Twerk safe and don't twerk around teachers. But there is a problem. The problem is not Miley Cyrus twerking her Billy Ray spawn body all over the VMA stage yesterday. That's fine. If Miley wants to twerk all over Robin Thicke with her achy breaky tongue out, that is absolutely fine. The problem is now that twerking has jumped the shark. It's been on Big Brother. Those poor Big Brother contestants being forced to twerk to stay in the house. And now it's reached politics. And no, not Rudd. Not Tony Abbott, not yet. Not even Julian Assange, who just posted a video of himself miming to You're the Voice by John Farnham in a mullet wig. No, not even that. This morning, millionaire Titanic fancier and dinosaur enthusiast Clive Palmer twerked on a Sydney commercial radio station. And that's it. Twerking is done. When a politician vying to be prime minister is shaking his body, shaking his millionaire ass up and down on radio, it is as bad as your mum or dad doing it at a family dinner. So twerking, I'm afraid, is over. Consider this a stop twerk meeting on Triple J. I want you to call in right now. Have you seen evidence of twerkaholics in your school, in your workplace, at home? Dob in a twerker. Call me now, 1300 055 536, or maybe the twerker is you. When was the last time you twerked, This morning, in the shower, in your car on the way to work, at work? Twerk working is becoming a real problem in society. Text if you want, 0439 757 555, and remember, all twerk and no play makes Homer a something or something. Cotter's on the line from the Shire, and it's affecting the productivity of the workplace.
Yeah, mate, it is.
It's a workplace, not a twerk place.
That's correct.
Now, who do you want to dob in?
Young Jamie and Dan from Helensburg.
From Helensburg. Not one of the meccas of twerking. You know, it's not sort of New Orleans or Jamaica or any of those places. It's Helensburg in Sydney's Illawarra. But how often do they twerk?
Oh, any chance they've got. They run around the corner and twerk out of everyone's vision. But
yeah, just secret twerking. Well, you know, I just put that song on by Diplo. Did you have a look, see if they were doing it then?
No, we're packed up and we're gone now. So.
That's safe. That's safe. So what do you do? What do these apprentices do?
Well, we're meant to be bricklayers, but they're not showing good signs of that.
See, that's not safe. You cannot bricklay and twerk.
No, yeah, that doesn't work too well.
So thank you for the people texting. Don't twerk and drive. That's hazardous to your health as well. Very important. Thank you very much, Cotter, for dobbing in a couple of twerkers.
Dear.
Christy's on the line from Newcastle. You have been enabling people, instructing.
Yeah, I have.
Who are we talking about here? We've got a class, a dance class, some kind of like high energy pump class.
Actually, I've got a 90-year-old patient in the hospital.
Really? A 90-year-old patient? What sort of a patient?
Well, he's coming for a hip replacement and he's currently doing rehab.
Okay. I'm not cool with our politicians doing it, but somehow I'm absolutely fine with a 90-year-old hip replacement patient being taught to twerk as some
wasn't
kind of
quite as intense as Miley, but he was going for it.
Some sort of therapy or twerapy. Does it work?
I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh my gosh, Christy, you got to keep us updated. What is your 90-year-old hip replacement patient's name?
Ken.
Ken. Ken the twerker. Ken the 90-year-old twerker. I like that a lot. Annie, in Caloundra, you were surrounded by twerking today.
Yes, I was.
Where were you?
Oh, I was just in my classroom and all my mates started twerking. It was horrifying.
Now, what year are you in?
I'm in grade 9.
Oh, man. Now, was this because of Clive Palmer, the politician on commercial radio, or Miley Cyrus?
Oh, I think a bit of both, actually.
I do look to both for my dance moves. And did you know that last year, 33 kids got suspended in America for doing this at school?
No way.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you're not a twerker.
No, definitely not. So my best friend is, though.
You know, you got to reach out. Friends don't let friends twerk. You can let them know about the 33 kids getting suspended, and maybe you can get it under control.
All right, I'll try.
It's all about making those twerk choices. Hannah, you've had an injury.
Yeah, no, I just have a really big bum. And I can't twerk properly with it.
No, but I thought the bum was what it was all about. If Diplo's retweeted Express Yourself photos are anything to go by, and I think they are, Hannah, it's all about the bum.
Well, I know, but it's like my bum's just incapable of it. I try so hard and I'm the biggest failure.
What happened?
I don't know, but all my friends and I, we try to do it, and I just can't twerk. Like, I can crump, but I can't twerk.
You know what? I much prefer crumping. I think you're absolutely fine.
Yeah, more expression and stuff.
Yeah, exactly right. The whole body's there. You're not just shaking like you're having some kind of seizure.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just the booty work.
Damn right.
Maybe I need to squat more or something.
I don't know, Hannah. I reckon I like the idea of the whole body workout. But look, if it helps, this morning, as I said, Clive Palmer did actually twerk on a commercial radio station. He's a millionaire businessman, mostly talking about the Titanic 2 and dinosaurs, but this morning he was twerking. And when Tom Tilley sat down for a little chat with Clive Palmer, which you'll hear after 5:30, he asked him about the twerk.
You've just come off another radio station where you did a bit of twerking, a big Beyonce fan, and Miley Cyrus as well, obviously.
Oh, you love the way they twerk, mate. You know, you've got to follow that. Every Australian should do the twerk. It brings us all down to one level together.
What about a twerk-off with you and the leaders, Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott?
Well, I'd probably have the advantage because I'm more buxom than they are, and I could probably twerk.
You've got a lot to work with.
I got a lot of advantage there, you know. It's not a battle of ideas, it's a battle of twerk.
It's a battle of booties.
It is.
Does that make you feel a little bit better, Hannah?
Yeah, thanks. And much better.
And even work. Okay, if that wasn't bad enough, let me tell you, I've heard rumours of it becoming federal political policy. Check out this leaked advertisement that may or may not have been shoddily put together by me before the show.
The Australian government is moving towards one system. It's called Twerk Choices. It's just one way Twerk Choices can help improve our living standards and quality of life. To find out the facts, call the hotline for your free Twerk Choices booklet or visit the Twerk Choices website.
Hello there, Sam and Andrew of the Jungle Giants.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Yeah, really good.
Getting fantastic. Ready,
thinking back to those days of playing acoustic Kanye in the studio.
I don't think that ever happened. I don't remember it.
I did that once overseas with a mate of mine, actually.
Right. That was more.
His name wasn't Jacko, though. So.
You know, this is the thing. You get a feature album on Triple J, everyone's making up your past. They're making up stories about you. They want to get in the Jungle Giants party.
Man, I guess it's a pretty cool story, though. I'll take that.
Yeah, you want to take it? In the next interview, I want to see it in print somewhere. Yeah, when I was saving up for the album, I was just jamming acoustic Kanye covers.
Yeah, me and old mate Jacko. Yeah,
he got me in on Yeezus.
he's the white, we call him white skinhead, Jacko. That's So, how's it been? I saw you guys at Splinter in the Grass. That crowd, it was insane.
Oh, man, yeah. That was sick. That was crazy.
Yeah, a bit mind-blowing, really.
We were all so hungover that morning. Like, we stayed sober. We didn't really drink much beer the night before, but we were all staying in this tiny little tent, the four of us, and it was filled with mud, and it was wet, and there was mud on the roof, and we just had people coming in and coming out. We didn't sleep, but, we pushed it.
You did.
Yeah, we pushed the limits.
You pushed the limits, and I believe at one point you even ended up rubbing your tent-ridden body, your muddy, soaked body, all over the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
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 You got to do these things.
Yeah, twice, actually.
Twice?
Yeah. You got to spread the mud.
Dear, if you have caught some kind of mud-borne disease, trench foot or something, you think you may have got it from Sam actually, and the Jungle Giants?
There would be one guy. My housemate was filming the set, and he showed me some footage when we got home. He filmed one. We were playing our song Domesticated Man, and this guy had found a puddle of mud just outside the tent, and he was playing air guitar and rolling around in a pile of mud. And just he was so muddy. And on the video,
so cool.
His friend comes up and just takes his phone out of his pocket because he's like, dude, your phone.
Oh,
so we got that on footage.
Duty of care.
Yeah.
Getting the phone safe.
I still don't think we look as bad as Jackson from Northeast, who later on in the festival decided to go have a mud wrestling fight with one of his mates that he was sharing a tent with.
Northeast Party Club.
Party House.
And he was just head to toe. Like, you couldn't actually see anything but his teeth and his eyes.
Yeah, he looked creepy as hell, man.
Did you get that on video as well?
I got a photo of it.
Photos.
Hey, check this out. I was just looking at the reviews of your albums, of your album on the Triple J. I'll bring it up because you just talked about Northeast Party House. This person, Alexandra, has rated your album 5 out of 5 and then said, boom, it's so good to finally see a great Brisbane band producing some dance-inducing feel-good tunes. Now, isn't every Brisbane band producing dance-inducing feel-good tunes?
Yeah, actually, I guess so.
Yeah, your belligerence, your northeast, come on, and you guys.
We have meetings.
Yeah, we just, what will be the new groove?
Yeah, what's the new sound?
Tell us.
It's dance groove.
Dance groove.
And that's where we're at now.
Everyone just gets together somewhere around Brown Bear Lodge and just has a little discussion.
Yeah, heaps of beer.
I'm talking to the Jungle Giants. We'll discuss what the next groove is soon, but I'm going to play that song that was playing when the guy was dancing in the mud. Is that correct? In the puddle of mud?
Domesticated man.
Here it is on Triple J with the Doctor. Check out for some sweet Chasira guitar riffage. On Triple J, that's the Jungle Giants. Domesticated Man. Sam Hales and Andrew Douris in the studio from the band right now. We had someone call up during that to explain the mud that your mate was dancing in, Splinter in the Grass, was caused by southern clay termites.
Mm.
There you go.
Science.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep. That's all you need to know. That is science. Thank you very much, Bob. Now, I would like to talk to you guys about, in these album chats, what songs are about, but you've already kind of answered that in the feature album intros.
Mm.
Including some bits that didn't make it to air, such as this right here.
And this one's about doing it. It's about doing it.
My note just says this track is about doing it.
That's news to me.
There we go.
I wrote some notes on the plane ride down, and that's all that I just could get. That's all I put down. And then I forgot about it, so when reading it, I just had to say it.
Yeah. Well, it's the KISS principle, isn't it, Keep it to like 4 words or less, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Keep it simple. There you go. Nice.
Just do it.
Well,
let's talk about the record, because like you would have heard on that song, sweet guitar riffs, some sweet single note, harmony guitar lines, I'm guessing between you, Sam, and Chasira on lead guitar. How did it all come together?
That one in particular was really funny. I set up this crappy little studio in my room. My housemate gave me all this gear and kind of taught me how to use Cubase. And I started recording and all this stuff. And I spent the past few months really obsessed with this comedian. I think I said in the soundbite, like,
yeah, Patrice, yeah, what's his name?
Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just the funniest guy. He's dead now. Rest in peace, Patrice. But, he's just this black guy, and he was going to be a pimp. Like, he grew up and he just realized he could control women. And, he just decided that, you know, he just had this creative mind. And he just wanted to be a comedian, and he wanted to speak to people and tell people about it. And, you listen to his stuff and it's so funny. He's just such a sexist guy, but, you know, and not that I support that, but I just think, a guy like that getting up on stage and saying all the stuff he wanted to say about what he'd tried in his life and what worked for him. So anyway,
I think it's better he became a comedian than some kind of pimp.
Well, definitely. But
so how has this affected your life exactly, Sam? Your life choices?
Yeah. Sam went through a huge phase of just,
About that stuff.
Yeah, thinking about it and like prophesizing about Patrice O'Neill. I remember it came up a lot in the studio, much to... Oh, there were a few late night heated arguments, but it was pretty cool, and it like a cool song came out of it, so it
really made me think about my experience with, you know, girls at high school, especially, like, you know, when you think you're in love with a chick and you just have to. I was just the most just little bitch at school. I just thought writing notes would be the best way to get to a girl's heart, write a girl a song, all that stuff. And, you know, Patrice used to do that stuff. Mm. And listening to this guy speak about it, he just kind of let me realize that, you know, I was this, you know, domesticated man. I was this guy trying to fill a particular set of shoes that weren't me. And so I thought it'd be cool to write a song about it.
Wow. And are any of the songs on your debut album part love songs to people?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
There you go.
I guess Devils.
Yeah, Devils in the... Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Lots of them are.
I want to ask you about that song, actually, The Devil in the Detail. It's a great tune. You should check it out. It's very sort of acoustified.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get into the bit that happens...
The Devil's in the Detail.
At the end of the song,
yeah,
when this goes on...
Yeah.
It's going to let it breathe for a bit.
Vibe that.
Feeling it?
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on? This is like mid-album.
Yeah. This is actually the break between the A side and the B side.
If you listen to it on the vinyl.
Yeah.
If you're downloading it, there's a slight gap in the download. That's like little buffers for a bit.
Please flip over.
So what's going on? Where is this all happening?
Well, actually, this thing's like so creepy. One time... there's a girl that lots of the songs on the album are about, my ex, and I won't say her name. I don't want to.
No, that's fair.
But that recording, that sound is actually a bass guitar, and it was plugged into my computer, and she just picked it up, and I just recorded her. I was like, just play stuff, whatever, and I recorded her kind of playing these bits, and I just looped a little bit, and I put this weird effect on it, and then I put a beat to it, and I just loved what it was, and I loved that it was her playing it, and, you know, just...
I think it's also helpful to note the album. She doesn't actually play any instrument.
No.
Either, so it's her just like...
She was just fingering this, slapping this bass.
Yeah.
Slapping the bass.
Yeah.
Andrew, your job's secure at the moment.
yes.
He has to grow his hair long, though, and wear a bra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You look good like that. I think that's fair enough.
I have been told on many occasions that I come off a better female than I do a male. So
yeah, you're sexy, bro.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm just gonna bring the song up here on Triple J. I'm talking to the Jungle Giants, the very sexy Jungle Giants. This is Volcano Choir. It's Justin Vernon and a couple of mates doing some sweet, sweet stuff on Triple J. In the studio, the Jungle Giants.
He froze your light.
Oh, that's some very nice stuff, Sam.
Thanks, man.
Honey dripped vocals.
Yeah, I ate honey right before that.
And what's going on behind there? That is a guitar being played, I believe.
Yeah, that's just a loop. I think actually Sarah was just messing around on one of the takes, and then Magoo was like, hey, I got an idea, and then just looped this weird little noise and then put some verb on it and then put it in the bridge, and it just kind of, you know, had to be in after that.
Yeah,
we were like, dude,
sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love like sort of, you know, the really nice vocals over the kind of weird sound. Mm. And this is like, it's like in a few other songs as well. I Am What You Want Me to Be, sounds that sound like synthesizers are actually guitars.
Yeah. Is there any keys in that? No. I don't think there's any keys in that song.
Well, it's not in the video clip, so there must not be.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
That's how it works, isn't it?
But yeah, that riff on top, I think most people think that is a...
Yeah, a synth, but it's absolutely like...
It's just a whacked out guitar.
Yeah, because it's like just a... What do you call it? Just a genius with tones, and he just has so many...
He's just
a big nerd. A great big nerd with tones.
Curly-headed nerd.
We're talking about Magoo, the gentleman who made the album, helped produce the album.
Yes.
And not to mention sweet riff work from all of you, including Chasira, who I believe just last Friday was crowned Pedestrian's Bachelorette of the Year.
Oh, yeah. That was the funniest thing ever that night.
Yeah, now, you guys were there?
Yeah, well, I went down with her, and man, that was just wild. There was just, like, free drinks, and we just partied. Sarah was, like, being pretty tame, because I think she was a bit sick, but, yeah, it was like Jersey Shore in there, man. It was so weird. Everyone was wearing, like, weird Jersey Shore clothes. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, the way you described it was, like, trying to be way classier... They are without wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah.
But not to hate on pedestrians.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like
respect
really
to
awesome.
Pedestrian.
And well, you know, crowning your guitarist Bachelorette of the Year. How has Jasira changed since that?
She is a big snooty bitch now.
She's got the biggest head in the world. Actually, that's not really.
You can't
change,
speak to her without kissing her hand.
Yeah. Can't look her in the eyes. Those kind of things.
We have to call her Lord Jasira.
Yeah.
Now.
Nah, she's cool, man. She's a bit of a I like to call them dude girls.
Yeah.
And they're just girls that they don't buy into the whole, you know.
She's just been
makeup whatever. I don't know. She's just cool, man.
She's just been raised like a dude. Her dad is
she's
just
a daddy's
so
girl.
Macho, and he I don't know, he's just really into football and like
and
just
is into football. Yeah.
Nice. NRL league?
AFL.
Queensland league. AFL fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, actually, where are the Tigers from?
They're from Richmond.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're Tigers fans.
They're big Tigers fans.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a loose connection to the Tigers, really, because I think one of their relatives used to play for the Balmain Tigers.
And okay, in the NRL.
In the NRL. And then because of that, I don't know how the jump has made, but... Now they follow the Richmond Tigers in the AFL.
Oh, okay.
So it's really...
That's not legit.
It's not, I don't know.
And when they go to the zoo, they only look at tigers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got it.
Yeah.
They like stripes.
Yeah, it's all about stripes. Yeah, got it. Nice.
It's a fashion statement. She's Bachelorette, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we can't talk about it. She was crowned of the year. Was there any twerking at the party? I don't want to bring that up again, but one of those things...
Yeah, no. Yeah, there was some kind of dancing, but I'm pretty sure that was just drunken swaying.
Yeah. Okay. Swizzling.
That's good. Well, because maybe because it hadn't, you know, the VMAs hadn't happened, Miley Cyrus hadn't done it. And then did you hear this morning the Palmer United Party leader, Clive Palmer, was twerking on a commercial radio station.
Oh, man. I think my friend tried to show me that at his house just today, and I was falling asleep. And I was like, nah, dude, I won't watch it yet.
It's for the best. It's for the best.
Man. I saw the VMA's performance last night, and it like freaked me out. She looks like a lizard. She that tongue thing she does.
Yeah,
it's like, man, your tongue is messed up.
Yeah.
It was like this weird
no one
blue
wants to
color
see
as
that.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, a lot of people
scales were showing.
Do. They definitely like talking about it. That's for sure. I didn't see any scales. Man. I cannot confirm or deny that. And of course, after 5:30 on Triple J's Hack Program, Clive Palmer is going to be on the radio. But I can guarantee there will be zero twerking on Triple J.
Thank God.
Thank you, Doctor.
He will be talking about it.
It's not a battle of ideas. It's a battle of twerk.
That's it. Now, gentlemen, thank you very much for dropping in. You guys have got a little while. You got about a month and a bit until you guys are playing gigs. You got Big Sound Live, and then on October the 3rd, you guys kick off at the Waratah in Hobart before heading around Australia.
Hi-Fi,
Grover, a whole bunch of shows, all with Northeast Party House.
Yeah, and the Creases from Brizzy.
Nice. So keeping the Brisbane dance groove scene locked in tight.
Yes.
Respecting.
I like it. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good one. Last week, we awarded the Triple J Unearthed High, a title taken out by Snackadactyl, taken out by Asta, taken out by Stonefield, to a band from Newtown in New South Wales and Lennox Head in New South Wales, Lunatics on Pogo Sticks. They dropped in. They came in on Friday, as a matter of fact, on their way into the studio. They've got a gig with San Cisco at their high school this Friday, and they recorded a tune just last weekend. The new tune is called Blood Clot. At least they, when they were talking to me, they said that's just what they've been calling it when they've been writing it in emails and on scraps of paper and stuff. So the title stuck. And what the song's about? Well, it's about this.
The song at the moment is sort of about, like, I guess when you're on the brink, on the edge of, like, you know, you could sort of fall in love with someone, but you sort of, you don't know if you want to take that sort of step because, like, you know, it will be a lot of pain. It won't all be, like, really nice and stuff. So I guess that's sort of that sense of, like, that person is, you know, they're underneath the skin. They could, like, you know, stop the blood flow at any minute, and they're sort of slowly killing you while you're trying to, like, figure out if you do sort of want to give this person all your love.
Oh, so much hurt, so much heavy stuff. And they're in high school. Tom and Alex debuted it this morning. A lot of love for it. I'm going to play it for you right now. Let you know what you let me know what you think about it. 0439 757 555, recorded by Triple J's own Greg Wales. This is Lunatics on Pogo Sticks and Blood Clot. Triple J. There you go, Lunatics on Pogo Sticks and Blood Clot. A song that started out like this.
Instead of going from here and stepping down, start from here, go.
There's just a little bit of Lunatics on Pogo Sticks into the Triple J studios over the weekend and can bring out some sweet, sweet punk pop rock. I reckon it sounds a bit like Ash or something. Joe from Willumbar, you're a fan?
Oh, yeah.
You like it? You're a fan? You agree with our choice for Triple J Unearthed High winners?
Absolutely. It's good to see a band stepping away from, like, all the electro pop and just grinding it.
Well, it's good to know, yeah, because there's a lot of that beautiful kind of tingly music on Triple J Unearthed, and, yeah, a band is writing some good old rock and roll one. You're not alone. Kellen from the Gold Coast can't wait to hear more from them, but you do have a piece of advice, especially if you're driving whilst listening to that tune.
Yeah, that's right. Just don't kick your foot along to the bass drum.
Okay, that is dangerous. That is dangerous listening.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good stuff. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Cheers, thank you to everyone. Ruby likes it. Imagine if there are other words for like, he says. At least his lyrics are like awesome. Oh, yeah, he does say like a lot. He's cool with that.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.